Thank you very much for the introduction. Welcome, everyone. It's really good to see that this session is attended so well. We still have people coming in, so we'll give them a chance to come in. But as you can see, as you know, the title of the session is Disparities in Women's Health, Common and Unique Issues Across the Globe. We were all told that we have to indicate that we had no relationships to disclose, and I certainly don't have any to disclose. Let's begin the session. There are seats up front. You can come to the front. Over the years, as we all know, researchers, practitioners, and policymakers have sought to understand the paradox between health and gender. We know that women live longer than men, yet women experience higher rates of morbidity. In this session, we would like to explore and explain the complex relationship between gender and health, by looking at the interconnected impacts of biology, personal decisions, behaviors, and choices, social policies, cultural norms and pressures, environmental factors, political motivations, and of course, financial considerations. Hopefully, in this session, we'll be able to present a critical analysis of the choices of individuals, communities, and governments which contribute to the health and healthcare of women across the globe. We will reflect on the common and unique obstacles to healthcare across the globe by providing examples from the United States, Armenia, Israel, Nepal, Senegal, and West Bengal. And at the end of the session, collectively, our three very distinguished presenters will have covered some of the emerging frameworks and insights for understanding the gender and health paradox and for possible interventions to deal with barriers to health and healthcare, and how cross-border partnerships can actually facilitate global dissemination of knowledge, policy, and practice. And last but not least, we would like to make sure that we all are aware of the fact that we need to evaluate every program, every concept, every approach to policy change, such that we know at the end of our work whether or not we have made an impact, whether or not we have achieved the proposed or expected outcomes.